Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Coach K and Joe Show. The Coach K and Joe Show is brought to you by Idea Fusion Media, Hubler and Sons of Jasper and Vincennes, Harmon Dental Care, and by Jasper Today. Now, here's Joe Milligan and Ken Coach K Schultheis.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Coach K and Joe Show, the after Christmas, before New Year's edition. And I'm Joe Milligan, and I'm joined every week by the coach, Coach K, Ken Schultheis. Coach, did Santa find your house, or did you get coal?
No coal for me, Joe. Coal for you, possibly, but no coal for me. No, we had a great Christmas, and obviously the most important part of the reason for the season is the blessings God gives us through the birth of Christ, and we're just very appreciative of all the blessings we have. But it was a great Christmas, Joe, and you know, people talk about the post-Christmas blahs, but if you're joining the Coach K and Joe Show, there are no blahs after Christmas. There's only excitement about what's going on in the sports world and any part of the world, and enthusiasm as we get ready to go towards that new year, 2014, Joe Milligan, 2014. So if you're listening to the show, start texting your friends, even your enemies. This is a great day to get your enemies on the phone. And there's no post-Christmas blahs with the Coach K and Joe Show.
I mean, if you're this would be a perfect platform and a perfect day for there to be a couple of IU and Purdue people go at it on here, because well, we're IU and Purdue people, and I've already said that I thought that the arena should be called Porter Ridge Hall, Bar Eve Lagodi, hey, Jasper Southridge, Heritage Hill South Spencer, Kentucky Louisville, let's go at it. Yeah,
there's so much on, Joe. You got UK playing Louisville this weekend. You've got the bowl games that are starting. You've got all kinds of high school tournaments, which we'll talk about some of those. We'll talk about Tyra Buss and her incredible run to the all-time scoring record for not the girls' record in the state of Illinois, but the overall record, boys and girls, in the state of Illinois. We've got the NFL with the Lions, Dallas and Bears mess, and they're all finding a way to mess things up. Rodgers is back for Green Bay in the most pivotal game of the season. So much going on. I got to see Trey Lyles out of Indianapolis Tech play. He is a beast for sure. So much to talk about yet. As you said earlier, Joe, this is the perfect day for people to call into the show, and you can call in at 773, write this down, folks, 773-897-6325, or you can text me directly at 812-480-9449. That will get you in touch with Coach K. You can ask a question or leave a comment. And, Joe, they can also contact us on the Facebook page, which you will check periodically, and they can text you directly at what number?
812-630-2449. And Coach, did you get a chance to take a look and see that Porter Ridge show or not?
Joe, I'm just not even going to give you any time on comments and things like that. Let's get to real things that are going on, like IU, are they getting better? Purdue,
no.
Are they getting worse?
No.
And what bowl game is IU in? None. And what bowl game is Purdue in? None.
True.
So let's start a little bit. Let's talk a little NFL, Joe. We've got a few minutes before our first guest comes on. Our first guest will be South Spencer's first-year coach. He's a first-year head coach, Ted O'Brien. His team is undefeated at this point, and they're getting ready to play in one of the many different Christmas tournaments that the high school teams, at least in the southern part of the state of Indiana, have now put together. They'll be playing in the Perry Spencer Classic, and they'll be playing Forest Park in the first round. And Forest Park is has a great tradition in basketball. They have struggled the last couple years. South Spencer, who also has a great tradition, they are off to a 5-0 start. Coach O'Brien has done a great job for a program that the last few years has been down a little bit. So he's come in, sparked a little life. He'll tell us about his players, how he's done it, and what we can look for as they go forward. But let's talk a little bit about the NFL. We've got a lot of different storylines going on, Joe, and I know you're a big Bengals fan, and fortunately the Bengals have held together where they need to be. But the Chicago Bears, which is routine for that team, and I heard it at the beginning of the year, oh no, this, we've got a new coach and he's going to reignite this team and we're going to get it done this year. And then they had the mini, and I say mini, controversy at quarterback the last few weeks. He had an injury to Cutler. Well, the Bears find a way to get blown out, being blown out last week in Philly. Now it comes down to this, Joe. The Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears playing it out. I mean, classic for that division, classic for NFL football. But this didn't look like it could happen a few weeks ago. Aaron Rodgers is out. He's hurt. The Packers are reeling. The Bears seem to be at the top, and everything's reversed. And now you've got Aaron Rodgers coming back to take on the Bears. And let me ask you this, Joe. If you are the Bears after that devastating debacle, blowout, people questioning, is Cutler the guy? Cutler wasn't the problem. It was the vaunted Bears defense, which former NFL great Ray Lewis says is right now a mess. You're playing the Packers. Aaron Rodgers comes back. What's the psychological – you played football. What's the psychological feeling right now for the Bears, knowing that one of the great quarterbacks in the game today is back in this pivotal matchup?
Well, you know, they are professionals, so that shouldn't hinder them a whole lot. I'm sure they'd feel a lot better if he wasn't back. But, you know, talking about the Bears just a little bit there, you know, you talk about Cutler not being the problem. The amazing thing is, though, he might be the most hated player of all time by his own fans. I mean, can you think of any other player that takes the heat that he takes from your own fan base? I mean, I'm not talking, you know, non-Bear fans. I'm just talking, you know, just Bear fans in general. I mean, every Sunday, Facebook's a mess with people complaining about Jay Cutler. And, you know, there have been times where his line's not been the greatest. I know his attitude sometimes doesn't lend well for him. But you know what? They've got, you know, it should be a great game. You know, it's a classic game there. I mean, for the Bears and the Packers to be fighting it out is a neat thing, because I'm not a fan of either, but it's just a neat rivalry. And where's the game at, Coach? Either place is a historic place, but something about Lambeau Field, though, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, my brother John, who is a huge Packer fan, and I've had to listen to him for years say, the Packer back, the Packer back. Even when they were going through those 70s where they were horrible, of course, Favre comes in and turns that whole thing around, and Rodgers has followed at the quarterback role. It's going to be a great matchup. And if you love football, NFL style, that should be a great matchup. Another storyline in the NFL, Joe, and, you know, America's team, as they call it, the Dallas Cowboys, who have an owner, Jerry Jones, and I think he's part-time head coach as well, and coordinator, whatever it might be, they are once again a mess. They are the soap opera of the NFL. If they are America's team, it's only because people have left the normal soap operas to go watch the Dallas Cowboy soap opera. The billionaire owner, the head coach who can't seem to make the right decision, a defensive coordinator who probably should be watching football, giving advice, not coaching a team at this point in his life, or working with his son to find him another job. You've got a quarterback who has star written over it, all over him. But when it's time for the star to shine, it seems to get hidden by the clouds, or the plug gets pulled on its light. And that's Tony Romo. And Tony Romo supposedly hurt Kyle Orton, former Purdue quarterback. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Former Purdue quarterback may be taking the snaps in a huge game for the division, for their division. I believe winner takes all between the upstart Philadelphia Eagles, who started out with that great game on national television, then floundered, and now they're back on top. I think they've won like 6 out of 8 games, 9-6, I think, on the season. Dallas, who has struggled, you've got possibly Romo on the sidelines, backup quarterback in, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, who also have their backup quarterback in, who's played more like the best quarterback on the team. And I think personally, Coach K thinks, and I'm saying it with pride, Peyton Manning fans, I love him too, Foles might be the MVP of the league. If you want to talk about a guy that's picked a team up off and on his back and taken him in, put him in a position to win the division championship, Nick Foles of the Philadelphia Eagles. So Joe Orton, former Purdue star and a great college quarterback, he's got a chance to be in the big game, big time, winner take all.
Yeah, it should be a good game. The game becomes a little more interesting for me just because of the fact that you did point out that Kyle Neckbeard Orton will be starting for the Cowboys, and it should be a fun game to watch. And you know, it's gonna be a fun week. Last weekend, I think here of NFL football. You know, still a lot lying on the line. I mean, you know, even wild card positions, and you know, I'm hoping Miami can win because I want the Bengals to play them again because the Bengals played so poorly against them in Miami during the season that I think that would be a good first round matchup of them because the Bengals look like they're going to be the 3 seed and the Patriots will get the number 2, but so it should be, you know, it's going to be a fun weekend to follow along and see where everything shakes out.
Yeah, I think if you love NFL football, we've really got some storylines, folks, going down the stretch here for professional football. And sometimes when we get to this point, all the divisions have been figured out. Everybody's pretty much knows who's going to go where. And I really think that this is a wild card. This is a flip of the coin year in the NFL. I don't think there's a team that we can say is just they're the best and they're going to win it all. I know a lot of people like the Denver Broncos. And, Joe, I know you have to go after our first guest, Ted O'Brien. I'll go ahead and finish the discussion on this NFL. I know a lot of people are big on the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning. And I love him too, folks. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Peyton Manning. He is a consummate quarterback. He is a consummate professional. He makes himself available to the public. He's a multitasker. He's gone into Denver much like Favre did to Minnesota, except a lot healthier, even though he had the neck operation. John Elway has put a nice team behind him, and Peyton Manning has done the job, folks, and he's probably going to win another MVP award. But here's the problem. Here's the problem with Denver being the automatic, the defense. And I know they play good team defense, and I know you can come up with the analogy, well, Coach K, what are you talking about? They're like the strongest tree in the forest. It bends with the wind. It doesn't try to hold up against the wind and snap. It bends with the wind, maybe, but Von Miller's out now, and this is a defense that at times has played very poorly. So we'll see. If you have comments about the NFL, you know, leave it. Text me, 812-480-9449, or you can call the show, You're always welcome to call the Coach K and Joe Show at 773-897-6325, and we'll join you in the discussion. We love – I know I talked to a couple people from up north, northern part of Indiana this weekend. Guy by the name of Scott listens to us every Friday. Scott, we appreciate that. We're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we'll have Ted O'Brien, undefeated South Spencer Rebels head coach. Remember, this is a great time of year to get ready to put into your Roth, your 401Ks, your IRAs, whatever you got going, or set something up for your kids, 529s, going into the new year. Give Janet Schulteis a call at Edward Jones. Here in Evansville, she can work with anyone, anywhere in the country. She can get it done for you. So if you got some money, she'll help you grow it into more. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Tony Ubelar with Ubelar Chevy Cadillac in Jasper. Have you ever heard a car ad that looks too good to be true or has fast-talking fine print?
Buy before midnight tonight. Maybe okay, maybe not. You probably aren't eligible for this event. Ubelar's prices are better, but you can't know that.
You want to hear Ubelar's fine print? That's right, silence. Our prices will save you money, huge inventory, even bigger discounts. Ubelar & Sons Chevy Cadillac in Jasper, where customers send their friends since 1929.
Looking for a dentist close to home? Look no further than Harmon Dental Care. Harmon Dental Care offers dentistry for the whole family. Cleanings and exams, natural-looking fillings, crowns, bridges, and more. With convenient hours and a clean, modern office, you'll feel completely comfortable. Call Harmon Dental Care today to schedule an appointment at 482-1060. Harmon Dental Care, creating beautiful smiles.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Cody Zeller, and you're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show, our Friday edition post-Christmas, moving into New Year's. And again, as I said at the start of the show, there is no post-Christmas blahs with the Coach K and Joe Show. And there can't be. And our next guest is one of those reasons. We've got Coach head coach Ted O'Brien of the South Spencer Rebels. He has no time to have any post-Christmas blahs. He's got a big game coming up in the Christmas tourney they have, Perry Spencer Classic. Coach O'Brien, great to have you on the show.
Hey, great to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, you know, you're a new to the head coaching game. You come in from Gibson Southern. You take over a program that really has had some great success in the past. I know Coach Roger Guth had some great teams in South Spencer. They had some before that. And you come back in a program that was really kind of struggling. I'm not going to put a lot of negatives in because these young men you're coaching this year had some hands in these prior years, but you come in, and I'm going to give you some credit, Ted. You bring some energy. You bring some newness to the program. It's your first time to be a head coach. You've got to be pretty excited with where you guys are at. I know as a head coach you're always saying, no, we got more work to do, we got more work to do, but you got to be pretty excited about where you're at least at this point at 5-0.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's been kind of neat. We've had a different guy step up every night, and we haven't played our best basketball, and that's probably coaches speak, you know, there's always things to improve on, but we're finding a way to win, and that's good in the early stages of a new program. It is new for these guys. We've kind of focused on the defensive end of things, and we're struggling a little bit offensively, but we've had a new guy step up every night in that category. I think in five games we've had four different leading scorers. We play 10 deep, and, you know, they're just finding a way to win right now, and there's a lot of excitement in the community. The kids are excited, and they're just doing everything that we're asking.
Well, South Spencer High School, again, great fan support, great area, a hotbed of basketball, even before the consolidation in Spencer County, the southern part of Spencer County, always good basketball there. You guys have started out with wins over Owensboro Catholic, Candleton, Mount Vernon, Evansville, Mater Dei, and I believe you took on your old school, at least where you were a part of the staff, Gibson Southern, and you got a victory over them as well. How did it feel playing, coaching against the team at the school that you came from?
It was different. You know, I've built a lot of great relationships in Gibson County, and it was one as a coach you were just ready to get over with. But it was great to see everybody. Our guys really came out and played hard in the first half. We had our state baseball championship ring ceremony at halftime, so there's a lot of people in the gym. The atmosphere was great. You know, came out in the second half a little flat, but managed to have a great fourth quarter and get another win. And you know, it's different. You try not to put too much stock. If you've had the chance to, you know, coach against one of your former teams, you know everything in and out about them, and you try not to make too much of a deal about it. I've done that with times with the Heritage Hills teams. These seniors I've coached for at Heritage Hills, I've coached for, you know, throughout the years quite a bit. And you try to make it as much like a normal game as possible, but it's tough to do. And our kids handled it very well and, you know, excited about a win.
Well, I know you fared a lot better than I did when I left Washington Catholic, took the head coaching job at Jasper. I left four starters in the top six out of seven, I think, coming back, and we had to play them the first game, and it was a rebuilding effort at Jasper. And believe me, Coach O'Brien, you had a much better game against Gibson Southern than I did against them. I think they came in and beat us by about 25, and as much as I loved every one of those kids, they gave me a smile at the end of the game. I'm not sure what that smile meant, but I remember that game well. So you're 5-0. You've got the Perry Spencer Classic coming up. Forest Park will be your opponent. Before we get to that game and talk about that tournament a little bit, let's talk about some of these players you've got. You've got a nice mix of seniors, juniors, and sophomores on that varsity roster. You got a little size. It sounds like, you know, a lot of coaches like to say we're deep. And you've gone through the first five games. You're saying you feel pretty good about the first 10 guys you can take off that bench and put in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've done a great job early on of when their number's called, they've come into the game and they've really given us a lift. And that just goes to, you know, how much they bought into our system that, you know, we said from day one we felt like we had a lot of team speed. We felt like we had 10 guys, maybe even 11 guys that could get out there and play in a varsity game, and that we expect them to come in and play as hard as they can for 3 minutes because there's going to be a next guy coming in, and we try to wear teams down, and it's worked for us so far. It keeps our kids on their toes. Our practices have been highly competitive, which is great for a coach. You know, nobody feels comfortable from week to week, and it seems like when somebody steps up their game, the guys that have been starting or the guys that played the majority of the minutes, you know, up there. So it's been a great situation. But, you know, we could start out with our five seniors. We have five seniors back, two of them that have been three, four-year starters. Dakota Reese is an all-conference guard that started for 4 years. You know, very athletic kid, very quick kid, gets the basket really well, shoots it really well. One of our primary ball handlers. Then you got Nathan Keister, you know, a senior that started for 3 years, great outside shooter, very physical defender. And then you go into Malin Webb, the quarterback on the football team, another very athletic kid, one of our, you know, defensive guys that, you know, also scores the ball very well. And then you get probably into some of our most athletic kids as far as running and jumping. You got Chandler Roberts, a 6'3 senior that just does all the little things that a coach loves, dives on the floor, takes charges, rebounds the basketball, does anything I ask, just the constant, you know, the great team player. And then, you know, probably our most improved from last year to this year is our 6'5 guy down low, Isaac Hebner. Just unbelievable athleticism, jumps out of the gym, had 14 rebounds against Gibson Southern, just lots of speed, runs the floor well, and his upside's great. You know, he just keeps getting better every week. And then we have some juniors off the bench. You know, John Stallings is a left-hander with a lot of offensive firepower, shoots the ball very well, drives it very well. He came into the Gibson Southern game and had 20 points in the first half, you know, can score in bunches. Adam Roth is a guard that's probably our best shooter on the best shooter in the program. He comes in a modern day and they zone us, and he goes off for 6 threes, gives us a lift there. And then Trevor Lair, just a physical physical guard, really comes in and gives us a defensive spark, rebounds well for his position. And then you get into these sophomores, Grant Allen, a sophomore point guard that starts for us, just a great all-around basketball player, plays all months out of the year, has a great feel for the game, good size at 6'3", doesn't really have a weakness in his game. He just does everything, you know, solid, kind of sets the tempo for us, runs our team, which is great to have, you know, as a sophomore, getting to learn on the run. And then, you know, probably one of our best athletes in the program, Kobe Stevens, great baseball player as well, started on that state championship team as a freshman. Just, you know, great athlete, rebounds very well, another defensive guy, really good in transition. You know, it's kind of our, you know, our mixture of 10 guys that get into the rotation, and our JV team's, you know, 7-0 as well. So, you know, things are going well here, you know, at South Spencer early in the season.
Well, it sounds like you got a great group, not only for this year, but as we go forward, but as we focus on this year. Coach, you're from a basketball family. Coaching is in your family through a couple of generations, several generations, as is in mine. It had to be pretty exciting when you got that call and they said, you're our man here at South Spencer.
Yeah, and it's a special time for my dad and my grandpa. You know, those were some of the first phone calls that I made, just, you know, being not only a coaching family, but a teaching family, you know, third generation teacher and coach. It's pretty exciting to get to share that with them. And I've learned so much over the years from dad and grandpa, just going in and out of gyms, watching basketball games, you know, just learning. And, you know, as young as I am, it's, you know, part of the reason why I feel like I was ready to do this job at such an early age, it was, you know, a big part because they've taught me along the way, and I've gotten a lot of basketball knowledge from them early on.
Yeah, and, you know, that's really important in the building blocks, Coach. You know, I came out of IU. I got my first head coaching job when I walked into Washington Catholic at 22 years of age. And really, I've always said this to young coaches who feel they're ready to make that next step. You know, your foundation is so critical. Where you come from is important. And if that helps, open the door. There's nothing wrong with that, because in the end, you got to stay in that door. You got to get things moving. You got to get it in the right direction. And I've always felt very proud of the coaching tree that I've come from, and I'm sure that you're the same. So you get into South Spencer, you get these guys rolling, you find out you got a nice little group. You've been through this as an assistant coach. You've been through this building up grade programs. What was the one thing, for our listeners, what was the one thing you wanted to establish right away as you walked into South Spencer?
Well, you know, for my playing days, I was definitely a physical defensive player, and that's just been my mindset from the get-go, playing for Marty Eichelberger's teams at Heritage Hills. That's just the way we played, the style we played. And, you know, my philosophy's always been, if you can guard, if you can defend, you're always going to be in games. And that's, you know, that's the big thing that I felt as a coach in the conference that South Spencer was a part of. I was coached at Gibson Southern, just scouting them over the years. And I saw that as one thing that could really come in and we could establish early on that would really help put these guys over the top. We have some talented players. We have some skilled players. Just wanting to bring that toughness, that defensive mentality. And as a coach, it paid off real early in our first win of the year. We did not play great at Owensboro Catholic on the road, but we were so good defensively. We were just gritty, made their tough plays at the right time, and it kind of reinforced to our kids, you know, hey, this works. And, you know, we've just taken off from there. We haven't played our best offensively, but we're in every game. We're 5-0 because of our defense. And I just wanted to instill that discipline, that defensive toughness. And, you know, the kids are buying in, and it's paying off for us.
You know, and it's a great game to play. And I can tell right away you and I would get along great on and off the court, because that is my mentality as well. You've got to be tough physically, which helps you mentally, and vice versa, and you got to play D. If you have nothing else when you start the season, be a strong defensive team, because it usually takes offense a little time to get going, especially in a new program. So you went in with the right frame of mind, the right mentality, and you took in the right message, Coach, and I applaud you for that. And I think even more than that, you let your opponent know right away when your kids come out and they are physically tough and they are ready to get at it defensively, you let your opponent know right away mentally they're in for something, and that makes a big difference. And which brings us to the Perry Spencer Classic, and your first game will be against a very strong tradition-rich program, especially the last 20-plus years, the Forest Park Rangers. Struggled a little bit the last couple years, but still, when South Spencer, Forest Park match up, you throw all that stuff out, it's just going to be a battle.
Absolutely, and you just go right back to that physical thing we just talked about. They're a prideful community, one of the most physical programs that have been around in the last 10, 15 years, and they're going to match you from the start, whether they're having a down year or not. They're going to come out and compete, and that's been our message to our kids this week, and they're ready for that. We know that we're going to have to come out very early in this game and establish our physicality with them as well, but yeah, they're struggling a little bit, but they got a big road win the other night against a good Northeast Du Bois team that kind of got them rolling a little bit, and we fully expect them to come into this tournament with a lot of confidence. They're a young team, kind of like us. There's some mixture of old and young, and they're going to continue to get better every week, so we expect their best shot tonight.
Hey, well, it's an exciting tournament when you look at the groups that are in there, and one of the teams that's in there is a team that you mentioned earlier you have a great connection to. You played there. You coached a little bit there. You played for Marty Eichelbarger, of course, which I've known him for years and years and knows his style of basketball, and that's the Heritage Hills Patriots, another pretty good Spencer County basketball team that you could see as you move forward in that tournament.
Yeah, they're really firing on all cylinders right now, and Coach Sisley just got them playing so well. A lot of firepower offensively with Kevin Murder, Gavin Schaefer. You know, Sam Sherry's been scoring the ball better at that, leading them at the point guard spot. And they're out of this world athletic. And they put a lot of pressure on you. And a lot of great relationships there, and dad's on the bench. So, you know, we're not going to look ahead past Forest Park, but it could be an exciting deal. The Spencer County rivalry is very big in all sports. I didn't realize it as much because I've been away from it for so many years, but getting back here this year, just the football games, the volleyball games, different things that I've gone to, the rivalry is very heated still here, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
Well, I think that's the thing that people forget, which is so exciting about high school basketball. You know, because we have so much college basketball on TV, and it's great. I mean, we've all been there when IU's playing, Purdue, whoever's playing. There's just a lot of emotion and a lot of purity, but the high school game still has that foundational purity, not just in the way the players play, because they're not the greatest athletes all the time. They're not the best. You don't have great scores. You take what you get. You assimilate them into a team that has to get things done on both ends of the court. You got to plug the pieces in, but it's also about the communities, getting those communities excited. That's where they go on Friday night. That's where they go on Saturday night. That's where they go during the Christmas break to watch the tournament. It's just got to be exciting right now to be able to be a part of a 5-0 team in a community that loves its basketball.
Oh, it's been so much fun. The support that we've gotten, the gyms have just started filling up with every win, with every game. This tournament's going to be great for our program, getting to host the whole thing. So it is. It's an extreme amount of excitement. People in this community, I think, have been waiting for it for many years. Just getting back to the 1992, 1993, 1993-94 teams that won the regional. I got to personally grow up watching those Boonville sectionals and Robert Stadium regionals, and just getting to see those Ken Air teams play. And, you know, we've promoted that to our kids early on, and we're actually going to have a reunion for them on January 4th when Memorial's in town, Evansville Memorial. We're going to bring those two ball clubs back and honor them at halftime, and just hopefully we can carry over to our kids about how important basketball was 20 years ago in South Spencer. We've not been back to that level, but, you know, you start to see some of those old fans that were part of those teams start to come out of the woodwork and get in the gyms, and it's a blast bringing that excitement back.
Well, and you're doing the right things, Coach. I'm going to tell you right now, just from what I've seen and when I was coaching, the things that worked, your kids knowing their history, knowing where they've come from, knowing what they've done, not only repeating some of those great accomplishments, but then knowing what they can do for the first time. You know, you talk about some of the regional levels, getting to that semi-state game and winning it. Whatever it might be, if they know their history, they know what they're shooting for, they've got goals they can get to, not only individually, but as a team, and create a legacy for them for generations to come. And that's what you'll be showing them as you do these neat things. These are the things that make a difference in a successful basketball program. Coach, it was great talking to you. Say hi to your grandpa, Fred. Say hi to your dad, Steve. I remember watching him play for my dad. I've watched him coach as well. We've got a lot of interconnections between us, and we really don't know each other except for this phone call. But I look forward to watching your teams down this as the years go on and getting a chance to talk to you, not only on the show but in person as well.
I really appreciate it, Coach, and listen to your show quite a bit. You guys do a great job, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we'll keep talking about the South Spencer Rebels and Coach Ted O'Brien. Great segment. We're going to break. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Does your website work for you? Your website is an employee. You wouldn't continue to pay an employee that didn't do his job, so don't pay for a site that doesn't produce results. Whether you don't have a site yet or want to improve an existing one, Josh at Idea Fusion Media can help. Want your site to be found easily on search engines like Google? How about growing your business via social media like Facebook? He can help with that as well. Idea Fusion Media, web design that works for you. For your free website review, visit IdeaFusionMedia.com. That's IdeaFusionMedia.com.
This is Tony Ubelar with Ubelar & Sons Toyota in Jasper. You know what happens when you sell a bunch of new Toyotas? You trade for hundreds of great pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and sport utilities. Many are certified, have factory warranty remaining, fully inspected, and they're all priced to sell. Hurry in for the best selection. Ubelar & Sons Toyota, where customers send their friends for a great pre-owned vehicle since 1929.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show. Great interview segment with head coach of South Spencer Rebels, Ted O'Brien. Really enjoyed talking to him. I see that enthusiasm, hear that enthusiasm in his voice, and believe me, I know that enthusiasm. I've been there, and it's an exciting time, and I'm just excited for his career as it goes on, because, you know, high school basketball coaching, like any level of coaching or any leadership position, there are peaks and valleys, and those peaks, how high those peaks go is awesome. If you can keep those lower valley lows to a minimum as far as depth is concerned, that helps as well. But when you hit those lows, it's tough, and you got to be mentally ready, and he will be. Good luck to them in the Perry Spencer tournament. There's a bunch of tournaments going on, and we'll talk about that in our next segment, all the different high school things that are going on. But in this segment, we're going to talk a little NBA. And I kind of hear Joe in the background. I don't know if he's sneezing or what, but something's going on back here, Joe. I just got a text from a guy named Hawk. He calls himself Hawk, and he lives in Iowa. And he says, I'm listening to the Coach K and Joe Show. Don't forget to talk about the Hawkeyes. Well, we'll talk about the Big Ten and the Iowa Hawkeyes at some point, and they obviously have a good team. And as a Hoosier fan, we need to be worried. We need to be ready. Of course, the Hoosiers will open up Big Ten play, not with Iowa, but with Illinois in a few days, and we'll be talking some college basketball as well. But let's talk a little NBA right now. And if you love NBA, of course, there was a lot of NBA going on during the Christmas period here. The Miami Heat seemed like they didn't get a Christmas, but they did get victories. They had some nice victories over the period. One team that I kind of wanted to talk about for a few minutes was the New York Knicks. The Atlantic Division of the Eastern Conference in the NBA is woeful. You okay over there, Joe?
Yeah, he's got a real
You're making all
Ryan's
kinds
home.
Of sounds, background noise.
Ryan's home, and we've got a zoo here, and So as long as I've got my what?
You might have to mute yourself.
That's what I'm saying. When I'm not talking, I'll be on mute. So you just when you ask me a question, I'll click on and I'll come on. But the zoo is alive and well this morning, and if you want a couple dogs, give me a call.
That's exciting. All the Milligans are home. That's good. That's good. Rafe and Reed and Ryan and Reese and the dogs and of course Coach Liz O'Brien, and that's a good thing to have though during the holidays, Joe, having your whole family at home. So let's talk a little bit about the Knicks, the Atlantic Division of the NBA. It's a woeful division. Leading the Atlantic Division is Toronto at 11-15. Boston, of course, Coach Stevens, who came in from Butler, actually doing a pretty good job with a pretty horrible team. They're 12-17 at this point. Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets, who supposedly with their multi-billion-dollar owner was going to really do some things this year, they are at 9-19. And the New York Knicks, which I think everybody thought after last year would at least contend in the Eastern Conference, they sit at 9-19. They just don't have – they're not clicking as a team. Their individual players are exactly what I just said, individual players. And Coach Mike Woodson, who did a phenomenal job bringing that team together last year, he's just had struggles. There have been some injuries. There was not much in the offseason to help that team. But the real reason I want to talk about the New York Knicks is Carmelo Anthony. Melo, everybody loves him. Everybody thinks he can play. Everybody thinks he can score. Everybody thinks that he's a top-tier player. He's not a top-tier player. He's not a top-tier player. It doesn't matter where he plays, Denver, New York, he's not a top-tier player. Because here's what top-tier players do. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, who's injured right now again, Dwayne Wade, Paul George. Top-tier players put your teams in positions to win consistently and be playoff teams. Carmelo Anthony is a great player. He's a great scorer. He could be a great complementary player to a team that could go on and go deep in the playoffs if his mentality, if his hubris, if his ego allowed him to do so. He makes a ton of money. He gets the ball. He gets the playing time. He has been blessed with immense talent, but one thing he's never been able to do, even as he's grown into this league and gotten older. He's gotten older, folks, but he hasn't matured. He hasn't matured as a man and understood where he's at in the league and what he needs to do in order to leave a legacy. And I'm afraid for the New York Knicks that having Melo is not going to lift them up. It's going to continue to be baggage, weight, albatross, white elephant, whatever analogy you want to use for that storied franchise in the Eastern Conference. And I'm an Eastern Conference guy. I'm not a Western Conference guy. If you are, you can feel free to call in or comment. But I'm not. And I want to see the Knicks do well. I want to see Boston do well. I want to see Chicago do well, who are struggling. Indiana's playing the way the New York Knicks should play. Paul George plays the way Carmelo Anthony should play. LeBron James does. Dwayne Wade does. Carmelo, look at these guys and be like them. At least approach the game like them. You know, he's in the front seat driving. Carmelo Anthony's in the front seat driving, but he won't let anybody else sit in the front. He doesn't need to take a back seat. Carmelo Anthony is too good of a player to take a back seat, and his ego's way too big as well. But Carmelo, listen to me. At least let some other guys sit in the front with you. Remember when you were growing up and we had the cars with the big bench seats? Joe remembers we pup holes had the big old Ford we'd go driving around. You get three guys in the front seat, maybe four. Well, now there's bucket seats.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Carmelo's not even got a bucket seat. Carmelo's got one seat, and he took the bucket seat out. He needs to put a bench seat in his Mercedes or BMW or Rolls Royce or whatever he's got for his $25 million he makes. And he needs to let some other guys sit in that front seat with him and turn those Knicks around. There's plenty of time to do it and get themselves into the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, folks, doesn't matter what your regular season record was. It just doesn't matter. Once you get in the playoffs, it all starts anew. It's like starting over. And that's what Christmas is all about, the birth of Christ and the chance to have it start all over for you eventually as Easter comes down the stretch here. Carmelo, open up the front door, passenger side or driver's side, scoot over, let some other people in the front seat with you, and get that turned around. And, folks, if you're a New York Knicks fan or any fan and you're saying, Coach K, it's not just one guy, I'm telling you right now, when you are at the level of Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, it is one guy. You may not win a championship, but look what LeBron James did in Cleveland with very little help. They didn't win at all, but they were in the playoffs and they had a chance to move into the NBA Finals. So don't tell me in the NBA one great player can't make a difference. If he is a player, if he is a teammate, yes, he can. And that's what Paul George has done with the Pacers. Yes, they've got Roy Hibbert and West. They have Hill. They have some good players around him. But because Paul George is willing to be a team player, he's definitely the diamond in the ring. There's no doubt about it. But because he's willing to do the other things and let the coach and do what the coach wants him to do and make adjustments, the Pacers just are sitting there with this phenomenal year going, 23-5, folks. The next best in their Central Division is Detroit at 14-16, and Chicago, who really was supposed to fight them for the championship of that division, they're struggling. Of course, Derrick Rose is out at 11-16. Joe, would you not agree that a Carmelo Anthony type player, he doesn't have to take a back seat? He just has to let other people in the front seat?
Well, I'd have to agree. And you know who else agrees with you is right as you started your Carmelo Anthony rant, a contributor of ours almost every week, John Bott's Magic Bottorf, actually texted me a question for you, and you just answered him without even knowing the question. Yeah, he's a distraction. I mean, you know, there's something to be said. I know I go on my rant every week about Paul George, but you don't have to be a thug. You don't have to be selfish to be successful. And, you know, Paul George is a big reason why Indiana sits at 23-5 and the New York Knicks sit at 9-19. And I'll tell you what, looking at those standings, my God, Eastern Conference, Toronto leads the conference with or leads the Atlantic Division with an 11-15 record. Wow, Toronto, Boston, New York, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, all with sub-500 records.
And it's amazing, Joe, because you look at a team like San Antonio, and you know, Joe, we got to get Bots to call in one time. John Bots, Bottorf, you don't have to talk unless you want to, but you're always welcome to call in. You look at a team like San Antonio. it's an aging team. It's a team that Tony Parker is really the key guy on. Duncan isn't that main guy, but Duncan opened the front door and let Tony Parker and a couple other guys get in the front seat with him. And Tony Parker kind of leads him game in and game out, although he's not Duncan. But Duncan has to come up big when he has to come up big, and he has to kind of fit within the pieces. Carmelo Anthony just can't figure that out, and that's the amazing thing to me because he played at Syracuse. He played for a coach that if you aren't a team player on the defense, you're all screwed because you got to work together in a zone defense. But here's this guy. He continues to put up gaudy numbers at times, but the thing that really stands out, the gaudiness, is that his teams never advance. And you'd think that in his posse, or where he's at in the hood, all his boys, all his guys would sit down, somebody, a high school coach, a best friend, a college coach, would sit down with him and say, Carmelo, what's missing? What's missing? Every team you've been on, you're the common link, but what's missing? And it's just his inability to let guys come into the front seat and blend in with him. And tonight he gets 15 shots, and tomorrow night he gets 7. And tonight he gets 30 points, and tomorrow night he gets 8 assists and plays good defense. And tonight he gets a double-double, and the next night he scores 40. But it takes a certain guy or gal to understand how, you know, I got to let some other people in. You know, a coaching staff, you got to let your assistants participate. You've got to be a part of the group. You may be the leader, but the guys that are following you, they aren't like a block behind. They aren't in the next room. They're right there with you. They don't got your back. They got your back, and they got your sides of your shoulders, and they're ready to jump in front if they need to. That's what a great team is. So, John, if I kind of answered your question, I mean, it just bothers me that Carmelo Anthony has all this great talent. He shows he can do it. But, Carmelo, listen to me. Coach K is telling you, and I'm speaking the truth, you don't have to take a back seat. Just let some people in the front seat. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk some high school basketball. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Tony Uvalar with Uvalar & Sons Chevy Cadillac in Jasper. Right now, Uvalar's has a huge selection of awesome pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, sport utilities, in most all price categories. And they're all priced to sell. Some are certified, and some have special low APRs, but best of all, they are all priced to sell. Uvalar Chevy Cadillac in Jasper, where customers send their friends for great pre-owned vehicles since 1929.
Hey, this is Coach K. Want to get the word out about your business? We'll team up with the Coach K and Joe Show and form a winning marketing team, and we can help put your marketing dollars to work 24 hours a day. Through our live shows and our 24-hour available podcasts, your marketing dollars can work for you around the clock. So give us a call at Milligan Communications, 812-630-2449, and we will help your marketing dollars to score for you.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Tom Deanhart of the Big Ten Network, and you're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show. And I'll tell you what, Coach, but before we get started talking sports, want to put a little plug in here. This summer, Reed, my 16-year-old son, he turned 16, got his license, and we went out to Ublores, bought a really nice pre-owned vehicle from salesman Jim Anderson. But, you know, Tony really takes care of people and, you know, invite everybody as them being an official sponsor of the Coach K and Joe Show. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, Ublore and Sons and Jasper and Vincennes is the place to go.
Coach, oh, yeah. Get out there.
Sorry, go ahead.
Get out. Tony and those guys. I mean, and Joe, isn't this a great time of year to do it? I mean, you're going into the new year. What a better time than to go out and get you a new or used vehicle. You name it, American-made, Japanese. Well, it doesn't matter if you want a Toyota, if you want a it doesn't matter. And, of course, the Toyotas are made in America anyway, so that doesn't matter either. But, yeah, it's a great time of year. Go see Tony and the crew, and if you've got a business and you need some fleet help, go see Kurt Lorai.
That's right. Now, you know, when we were on that last segment, I was looking at the NBA standings. You know, the thing I just realized is, just real quick, we touched on this. Is there ever been a year where the West Conference will have eight teams? If the playoffs ended today, there would be eight teams in the playoffs in the Western Conference with winning records, with one of them, one team, Denver, on the outside looking in, and there will be only three teams in the Eastern Conference with winning records in the playoffs.
You know, Joe, some of our listeners are probably looking that up right now, but I can tell you that I don't know if it's ever been this bad at this point, but I know that in recent years, the Eastern Conference has really been a disappointment, overall teams. You know, obviously, you've got the Miami Heat who go on and win the championship, but overall in the number of teams, they have struggled. They have struggled with records, with having solid teams through the different divisions. That's a great comment, Joe. It's a great point to bring up, and I think this has been a trend now for at least 3 to 4 years, and it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, and just I knew it was bad, but until I actually sat down here and looked at those standings, I just couldn't believe it. The Pacers, as the number one seed, won't play a team with a winning record until they get to the Eastern Conference Finals against Miami or Atlanta. I mean, they wouldn't play a team with a winning record if things would hold off like they are right now. But, you know, some of the teams with losing records, I mean, other than Detroit, who's kind of peaking right there, and Charlotte, most of these teams are, you know, I mean, Toronto would make it as a four seed at 11. They're sitting at 11-15 right now, and Boston's 12-17 would make it in as an eight seed.
I know. I mean, if you're a bad team, Joe, if you're a bad team in the Eastern Conference, if you can just put a little run together, you got a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable.
And boy, those guys get paid a lot of money. Now, they don't get paid as much as Joe on the Coach K and Joe show, but they get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, they don't. Now, this is sitting here in my basement, they have a lot of money, so.
We're on the post-Christmas edition of the Coach K and Joe show, looking into the new year of 2014, and we're going to talk a little high school basketball, but I do want to bring up one more thing, Joe, and if you got a comment, that's great as well. Bowl season has begun. Pittsburgh 30, Bowling Green out of the MAC 27 in the vaunted and ever popular Detroit Pizza Bowl. 30-27 Pitt over Bowling Green.
Well, Purdue played in the Pizza Bowl a couple of times, and it's just as far as going to, I've been to some Purdue bowl games, but there was just something about going to Detroit in December that wasn't very appealing.
The vaunted Pizza Bowl. What other bowls do we have coming up, Joe? Do you know offhand? I'm trying to look at my...
I think it's called the Army, Navy, or Military. I'm not sure what the exact name is, but I know, do know that a favorite team of mine, the Marshall Thundering Herd, play Maryland today at 2:30.
Oh, yeah, you're
right.
Marshall 9-4 versus Maryland 7-5 in the Military Bowl at Annapolis, Maryland. Also, the Poinsettia Bowl, which was it should have been yesterday. Northern Illinois, Utah State, in the Poinsettia Bowl. Of course, they got a pretty good quarterback on Northern Illinois. He was a Heisman finalist, Jordan Lynch. He was in a bowl game. I saw Northern Illinois play a few times on ESPN. I'll tell you, Joe, I do not think they could have beat any other teams in the top 20, just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You know, they played some BCS teams, but, you know, one of them being Purdue, and, you know, I'm not sure if we can classify them actually as a BCS team, even though they are in a BCS conference this year. So kind of overinflates a little bit of what's going on. But, you know, they've got a nice program there, but, yeah, you're right. I'm not quite sure that the top 20, how they'd fare in that.
Yeah, I just don't think so. And if you don't agree, you can always text me at 812-480-9449. And that is a direct text to Coach K. And just be nice. You can be a little radical. Just be nice. Use words that you're allowed to, that you see in the dictionary at least. Okay, we also have coming up the Texas Bowl, Minnesota versus Syracuse. Minnesota, of course, 8-4. What a great year they had, considering some of the issues they had with the head coach and epilepsy. Fight Hunger Bowl, BYU versus Washington. Saturday, we've got the Pinstripe Bowl, and a lot of people in this Midwest area, really around the nation, because they are Notre Dame fans, Joe. Notre Dame, 8-4 versus Rutgers, 6-6 in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York, which that's a great venue for Notre Dame to play in, at least in New York.
Yeah, and hopefully Rutgers can, a future Big Ten team can show that the Big Ten rules Notre Dame, and sorry, Dr. Harmon, puts it to them. I'm never for Notre. I know you're a reversible jacket, and you during the bowl game you'll put your Notre Dame jacket on. I'm always hoping for a Notre Dame loss, and Rutgers. You know, it's a nice program. Them and Maryland coming to the Big Ten next year. Is it next year?
Might be next year. I'll have to check. Both of them are coming
to find out. Both of them, and a big reason why both of them came too is both athletic departments were hurting so bad financially that the Big Ten Network money is going to help bail them out of their financial mess that they're in. So,
yeah. Other bowl games of note for people that listen to the Coach K and Joe Show. Actually, they listen all over the world because via the internet, but Cincinnati at North Carolina. I know we have some Cincinnati fans that listen to us. Miami versus Louisville. Louisville 11-1. Remember, Louisville starts out Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. They start out really as one of the best teams in the nation, at least to the pollsters. One loss, Joe. One loss, and it just shot them out of any really national championship contention. They're 11-1. They'll play Miami. 9-3 in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't think it's good as Wings and Rings, but Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl. Kansas State versus Michigan. Michigan has just taken a lot of heat this year. Brady Hoke. I think Brady Hoke's an outstanding coach, and I think he'll get that Michigan team where they need to be. Those are the bowl games coming up this weekend. A lot of football, a lot of NBA. But, Joe, we got a lot of high school basketball going on, both girls and boys tournaments in the area. North Davies Classic, of course, number one, Bar Eve, has a big game tonight against 3A Brownstown Central. So 1A and number one, Bar Eve, in the North Davies Classic. That's at North Davies High School in Odin, Indiana. Go up 69. If you're headed from the south, come down New 69 if you're headed from the north. And go in, and you can pick that game up. I believe it's 5 o'clock Eastern time. Number one, Bar Eve, 1A, versus Brownstown Central. This is going to be a huge early season test for number one, Bar Eve. I talked with my son, Josh, who's an assistant coach on the Bar Eve staff, and he said they're excited about this game. A pretty good program, Brownstown Central, both in football and basketball, against number one, Bar Eve.
Yeah, and you can listen to that game. If you can't make it to the game, I think 94.5 out of Lagodi will be bringing that game, a sister station to WBDC, which we have Kurt Guxilla contributes a lot to this station, to our show. But that should be a great matchup. You know, Brownstown, they just seem to they seem to thrive, not a real big town, but seem to thrive in a lot of sports. And, you know, they're a lot like a Barreed community as far as their following and their commitment by their kids. And it should be a fun game to go watch.
Yeah, I really agree with you, Joe. I think if you can get up there and see that game, if you want to see two good basketball programs, especially one that has a lot riding with the 1A number one ranking, that'd be a great game to get to. Again, that's the North Davies Classic. Of course, we talked to Ted O'Brien, and then you got the Perry Spencer Classic going on. You also have the Toyota Tournament going on in Oakland City, I believe, in Gibson Southern area. That pits a lot of good teams in the area, Princeton, Castle, Wrights, high school out of Evansville. But on the girls' side, Joe, and we've talked about her several times, she had 37 points in three quarters last night. I could be wrong on the number, folks. Feel free to give me a little grief on that. I think she had 37 points. She did not play the fourth quarter. Tyra Buss out of Mount Carmel, Illinois, she is, somebody told me she was only 30-something points from the record, but I also heard on TV 63 points from the all-time Illinois basketball scoring record, both boys and girls. Tyra Buss, who will be headed to Indiana University to play basketball, she will be playing in that tournament, and I believe her game is at Gibson Southern this evening, and I think it's at 7:15, and I could be wrong, but I think it's at 7:15 at Gibson Southern. Tyra Buss, folks, she is a scoring machine, and if you don't believe me, Joe will back me up because he's seen her play.
Yeah, and if you get a chance to go watch her, go out and watch. She's a great player, but the funny thing is, you'd think if you were going to score that much, I guess we could reference this to Carmelo. She gets the rest of her team involved. She gets the rest of the team involved, and I'll tell you what, she's great, but they've got a cast around her that's pretty dang good too. So, but they're a fun team to watch. But she's just she's a fun person to go watch play if you've got the time to go watch. And as I said, I think I said it last week. You know, I told Reese to go before one of his games to play like a girl tonight. And no offense to girls basketball players all over, but I was referencing to have him get his inner Tyra. A young ball player can learn a lot by watching her. She doesn't push the issue, but yet she's very aggressive, and she's fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Joe. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a male basketball player, female basketball player. At this point, the evolution of basketball in the girls' game is 1,000%. And it's almost the purest form of basketball, in my opinion, above the grade school level that you can go watch. If you want to see people, young basketball players that have to do things fundamentally correct, they can't get away by jumping over the rim. They're not going to do some of the things that you see in the boys' game, even on the high school level. Just good, solid basketball. And Tyra Buss is the real deal, and I'm looking at her stats right here. Tyra was 13 for 28 last night, so she didn't have a great shooting night, but she was 13 for 28, 9 for 11 from the line. She's an outstanding free throw shooter, 37 points. Mount Carmel is 11-1, and they will play tonight at Gibson Southern. Gibson Southern has a nice facility, so if you don't have much to do, get out there and go watch that basketball game. Again, I think it's around a 7:15 start or something like that. That's not the only tournament going on. There's a high school tournament going on in Vincennes, the Vincennes Lincoln Tournament, North Knox, Day School, Indianapolis Howe, Tecumseh, Bishop Chatard, University, Lincoln, and Reveille are all in that. There is a tournament, the Toby Yoho tournament at Eastern Green, Hauser, Eastern Green, Monrovia, Clay City, Brown County, a lot of different basketball going on in the area for high school, and those games are going on right now. I think, correct me here, Joe, you may know, Southridge is either playing right now or will play in a couple of hours in that Graber Post Classic at North Davies.
I think they're going to be playing at 3 o'clock. And, you know, you mentioned all these tournaments, and the one tournament that I'm going to have to propose it. We got to get Brett Bardwell on the show. We really do, and we need to talk about the Coach K and Joe Show Christmas Classic. I think the time is right. It's got to be Christmas, not Thanksgiving. Jasper, Southridge, Dubois, and Forest Park need to play for a county championship. I'll tell you, it's a shame that there's just, well, being in that Southridge gym last week, that's all that went through my head. As I said, they've got to come back with a tournament. But they can't, you know, if you remember, though, in your coaching days, the failure of that tournament always seemed to be Heritage Hills and Jasper's football success. You know, not having everybody, you know, your full deck. And they really need to do something like that over Christmas right now. None of those teams are right now participating in a tournament, you know, and I think that, you go out and get say, coach, you're in charge of finding a trophy. Go to an antique store and find some old trophy that they can give out. And I really honestly am going to start campaigning for that because the Southridge sectional was something I loved. And, you know, and if we can get that excitement back between those four schools and get them to play just to, you know, if they can do it one day if they want, afternoon and evening session, kind of like the regional, you know, let's do it. What do you think?
Oh, I think it'd be great to go back to the four-team holiday tournament, get it done in one day. If you need to do two, fine, but one day would be fine. They all four teams play each other during the season. So it could be done pretty easily. An adjustment could be made in the schedules. They could play that tournament at Southridge. Those four teams, don't bring in any other teams. Don't make it a six-day or a classic. Let's just go with a straight holiday tournament, four-team, Jasper, Southridge, Forest Park, Dubois, blind draw that thing, put it out there, put it on a date that doesn't compete with a lot of other things. As I said, they all play each other during the season anyway, so to make that adjustment, I think the fans would love it. I think you could get corporate support to underwrite some of it so more money could go to the participating schools and make up for any loss they might have for a home game, which I don't think they would have much at all, noticing the crowds I've seen as of late. They just aren't what they need to be. But I think it would create some great enthusiasm. It'd be a time when a lot of people are home from college, maybe visiting in the communities, and they could go relive that popcorn smell, that noise and echo in that gym, and let the kids, let the fans, Joe, have some fun. Get rid of this 2000s political correctness, which is ridiculous. Let these kids go in the gym, put newspapers up in front of their faces, a bag on their head, turn their backs to the announcement of the other teams, say their cheers, and then go home and have a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. I do not think the good Lord above is saying, oh, look how terrible that is. I'm sure he's not. It's all good fun. It's all good-natured. And you get the competitiveness out. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody physically hurts from it. And people can go on and have their after get-togethers. And it would be a lot of fun, whether it's the Coach K and Joe Dubois County Classic. I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Although we did have the first inaugural Coach K and Joe show, Schulteis-Milligan Classic, the other night. The Schulteises road tripped up from Evansville. It was a lot of fun, Joe. And we really enjoyed playing hoops competitively. And, yes, Coach Gay at 50-plus was out there with Joe Milligan at 50-plus, and we ran that full court for three games.
Yes, we did. And, you know, the one thing I am telling you, though, is we had Ted on as a guest. We're getting Ted up here next year. We're bringing him in.
I'm bringing in Schulteis. And Don Schulteis, and I'm going to tell you, my brother John, he can still play. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm kidding. Hey,
from 28 feet and in, and he's got those razor-sharp elbows. We've always said that about
Yeah. Now, the one thing if they do have this holiday tournament, though, the one thing they have to do is between intermission, between games and at halftime, they need to wheel the little Coke machines out. Remember that?
Oh yeah, the Coke machines on the corners.
Oh yeah.
Smell. Oh, classic. Hey, we can maybe get somebody like Tony at Ublores and maybe Keith Hettinger at Hettinger Beverage. We might be able to get those guys in to help underwrite this tournament. Give Cam a call, because really I want to have him on anyway, because he's just done a great job with Southridge Athletics and what I call all the behind-the-scenes things that make a high school program successful and competitive, and he's really done a nice job, and then we can pitch that to him as well. Hey, one other thing on the high school side before we go to break. I got a chance to see Indianapolis Tech play, and Trey Lyles, one of the top players in the country, he's going to the University of Kentucky, and I know if Joe had a little boo button, he could press that for the IU fans, because he actually was going to go to IU, and he decommitted. You don't have a boo button in there, do you, Joe? Toilet flush. You don't want to hear that.
We have the toilet, but I reserve that for it's called the movement.
Yeah, well, we might have to make a boo button. He decommitted from IU, and he's going to Kentucky. And I tell you, I have not seen on the high school level. Now, guys, I don't get all over the state every year, but I haven't seen anyone bigger physically. Taller, yes. Longer arms, yes. Physically. I mean, he's a man. He's a beast, and I mean that in a positive way, not in a bad way. Since Sean Kemp played in high school, I mean, Sean Kemp was something. He played for Concord. His coach, I'm trying to think of his name real quick, Jimmy Hahn, I believe it was. Tremendous coach, stayed in the game like I did and then left. But he had Sean Kemp, and Sean Kemp was a man among boys, and they got beat by a Muncie Central team that had a pretty good player named Thompson on it that year in the state finals. I was courtside doing a game with one of the radio stations, and Trey Lyles can flat play. And the nice thing about Trey is he will take he'll let other people in the front seat. He was really the decoy in the game against Evansville North. They had just got done a couple days earlier beating Huntington Prep, a prep school out of Huntington, West Virginia, in front of a huge crowd in Indianapolis and all kinds of college coaches. It was on ESPN, and Jaquan Lyle was in that game for Huntington Prep. They just got done beating them. They travel 3+ hours to Evansville to play Evansville North, who wasn't a lot of competition, but Trey Lyles took a backseat, became a decoy in the game. They won by 30. Actually, the end of the score was 25, but they were up 30 most of the game. And then they went on to play Marion a few days later in James Blackman Jr., and they beat Marion by probably 15, 18 points. So this is a really good Indianapolis Tech team, but they aren't the team without Trey Lyles. And Trey Lyles showed me that he can shoot the three, that he can pass, that he can jump, that he can move on the floor, and that he can also be a complementary teammate. And, folks, that's important. You know, any coach wants his best player to be a complementary teammate as well. And for you young people listening, for you moms and dads who just say, my kid's going to be great, you know, first of all, I hope he is or I hope she is. But second of all, learn how to be a complementary teammate. If it's time to score, score. If it's time to pass, pass. If it's time to be a decoy and draw the defense to you so somebody else can get the ball, do that. And do it with the feeling that I'm out on the floor and every opportunity that I'm out there is to score. And I've said this before on the show. You should always be looking to score on the floor. And that doesn't mean you make the direct, you move the ball to the basket or you make the direct score. It may mean that a teammate plays off you to score. It may mean that you pass for the score. It may mean that you kick it to another guy who kicks it for the score, but you're always looking to score. And if you're still not following what I mean by that, stay with me, because once that clicks in your brain, you're going to be a much better basketball player, I think. But Trey Lyles can play, folks. He can play. There are also some other pretty good teams that came in from Illinois. I think they had some out of Ohio. It was a nice classic at Bossy. It's called the Bossy Holiday Classic. And a former Southridge player is the athletic director there, and he got that put together. Joe, do you know who that former Southridge player is at Bossy, who is now the athletic director?
Yes, Cochran. Yeah, we played him in in volleyball regional. So, yeah. And guess what?
Larry Cochran.
I just found out I can download stuff during the show. I went and found a crowd booing, and put it down during the show. I didn't know if we were going to get cut off or what, but I thought it's time to experiment and see if I can add things during the show. And yeah, so we can do that. So I knew he was the athletic director because of that. So yep.
Yeah, Larry Cochran played for Southridge. His older brother Jeff as well, and Larry's done a great job as athletic director at Bossy High School. He's as down-to-earth, what you see is what you get, and his whole effort is to put a good product out on the floor and present to the fans for Bossy High School, and I think he does a really good job. So if you know Larry, let him know that we mentioned him on the show. And we didn't mention him in vain or in any way like that as a former Southridge competitor. He's a pretty good tennis player as well, but in a positive light. Also going on, we've got UK and Louisville coming up this weekend in basketball. The mayors of Louisville and Lexington have a wager. The winner will host the loser at their racetrack, Keeneland in Lexington, and famed Churchill Downs in Louisville. We've got LeBron James was named AP Athlete of the Year. I like LeBron James. You know, a lot of times, Joe, you kind of want to find a reason not to like LeBron James just because everybody talks about LeBron James. But LeBron James is like Michael Jordan for me. He just does a lot of things right, says a lot of things right. And I think even more important than that, LeBron James understands the importance that he holds as a role model, whether he wants to be or not. And secondly, I think he really appreciates the tradition, history, and legacy of being a great basketball player in the NBA and how important that is to further that legacy down the road.
Yeah, he's a great player, and if you just take away the say, oh, he's on the best team, if you're the best, you're usually got a lot of haters. I mean, Jeff Gordon, et cetera, Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR is a couple of examples that have been very successful, so people hate him. But yeah, he's a hard guy to hate though. Once you get past the Miami Heat, him being on a dominant team. He does a lot for the community. He still does a lot for his communities back in Ohio.
Yeah, I really like LeBron James. I know we'll probably get some people that don't like him, but I think he does a nice job, and he's made that a great team. And whether he's a great end-of-the-game finisher, I don't know that. I'm just telling you he's a great player, and he's a great asset to the NBA. Before we go to our last break, and I think to end the show, we're going to have our past interview with Matt Mauch, since it is bowl weekend, or the beginning of the college bowls for the BCS, leading to the BCS championship game, we will have our interview that we did earlier with Matt Mauch. We will replay that. I think that's fitting, Joe, to have Matt Mauch, former LSU quarterback, national champion quarterback for LSU, to repeat his interview during the bowl period. What do you think?
Yeah, he did a great job with LSU, did a great job with Jasper. You know, heck, I made the video for the 100th anniversary of Jasper basketball and actually watched the 1996 regional fourth quarter about five times now. It was a great quarter, and, you know, he was a major contributor even to that. I mean, just great athlete, got drafted into the, you know, the National League, you know, by the, was it the Cubs? Was he drafted by? I'm not remember 100% sure. And, you know, he's just a great athlete, but also a great, you know, talking about LeBron being a great person, just a great person as well, and a great representative for Jasper and a great representative for LSU and a great representative for college basketball, college football being bowl season for, you know, here on the Coach K and Joe Show.
Yeah, Matt was drafted out of high school for the Chicago Cubs. He did not play his senior year of basketball, which was sad for us. To focus on his baseball, hoping to be drafted. I wish he would have played. We would have been a much better team, obviously, since he had been a critical piece for the 2 years coming up to that. But I've always respected Matt, always had a good relationship with Matt. He would always come and visit Janet and the family when he was in town in Jasper when we were still living there. And speaking of that regional game, we went into a 1-2-2 press late in that game. I felt like leading up as a staff, we thought we could cause some problems, and we put that press in and we added a wrinkle to it. And Matt was great because Matt was very cerebral. He was always saying, I just don't know, coach, if this is going to, I said, Matt, for one time, trust me, we're going to add this wrinkle. We're not going to run it for the whole, for 5 or 6 minutes at a time. We're going to throw it in, throw it off, take it off. It will work. And Matt was the recipient of the success of that press, actually, in the fourth quarter with either the receiver of a steals or getting the steals. So it was a great quarter, and we came back and beat a very good Ligoti Lions basketball team. And if you live in the state of Indiana, you'll know that Jack Butcher, who is the coach of that team, is the all-time winningest coach. His teams were always outstanding. Little bitty community, but big basketball when it came to the Ligoti Lions, and it was a regional championship and the last regional championship for Jasper in the one-class system, so we take a lot of pride in that. Before we go to break, a couple more things to touch on here, and you can throw in anything you want as well, but IU, want to mention, they will be playing Illinois coming up in a few days to start the Big Ten season. I think it's critical. I think we all have concerns about the Hoosiers as far as how disciplined they are going to be when it comes to nut-cutting time near the end of the game. And they have not shown it yet against good teams. The other thing, Joe, and my son always says, Dad, are you sure you're an IU fan? It doesn't sound like, yes, I am. I love the Hoosiers. But we don't have a signature win going into the Big Ten season, and that concerns me, because if we struggle or if we are 500 in the Big Ten, will that be good enough to get us in? I'm hoping that it will, but if for some reason we would fall under that, we struggle, Joe. IU doesn't have a signature win going into conference play.
Yeah, well, neither does Purdue. I mean, they've beat who was it? Clemson, I don't remember who they played in the ACC Big East, Big Ten Challenge in West Virginia. And most years, those wins would be considered pretty good wins, but they're not because they're not very good. both teams are going to have to. I think you're going to have to do it. I think though the thing that people got to realize too is the Big Ten's not last year's Big Ten at all. It's not going to be near the meat grinder that it was last year, and. I fully expect Purdue and IU to have respectable conference records and to get some wins and to hold court at home and both I'm predicting right now, Coach, mark it down, 11-29 on December 27th, both teams will be in the NCAA tournament. May not be great seeds in the NCAA tournament, but they will both be in it.
Well, that's great, Joe. I hope you're right. I really do. I hope you're right. And the Big Ten is not the grinder it usually is, or will it be, because teams aren't that good? And will they struggle mentally on the road? And will they make mistakes and end up beating each other more than they should? We'll just have to wait and see. High school basketball, one last thing. Jasper, two big wins coming off a tough loss against Memorial and another one against Harrison. John Gable and his group, Jason Albrand, the staff, give them a lot of credit for bouncing back. Yes, Boonville, I don't think, has a win, and Southridge has been struggling, but to go on the road after a tough thrashing by Memorial, pick up two wins, I would feel pretty good about that. And I can tell you, folks, as a coach, it's always good going into Christmas with a win, no matter how you got it, no matter who it was against, no matter how you played. It's nice to open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, or go visit people out in the community, or meet your friends out for a drink, whether it's a Coke or something else, having a victory. And I'm sure Ted enjoyed Christmas. Coach O'Brien with South Spencer enjoyed it a lot more, and so did Coach Gable. But I did notice, Joe, quickly before we go to break and come back with Matt Mock, a lot of teams in the southern part of the state have bad basketball records high school-wise. Zero wins or one win. I know it's young seasons, but they're like 0-4, 1-4. A lot of teams, not very good records.
Yeah, it's not a very strong year. That's why when I was talking to Ted at Christmas, you know, he was talking to me about that Perry Spencer tournament, and he was telling me about some of the records that were in there because, you know, Perry Central, Crawford County, Corydon, Heritage Hills, and South Spencer make a pretty strong group for that tournament. But, you know, when I started looking at other records, you know, I was pretty amazed at what I was seeing. And, you know, I know next up for Jasper is Evansville Central, and I really don't know much about them. What do you know about Evansville Central?
Central is a team that's trying to grow into itself. They've got some athletes. They're 500, I think around 500 or maybe a game under. They haven't played a lot of games yet. This is a good time to play Central if you're Jasper. You just got to take care of the basketball. You've got to be aggressive. And as we saw against Memorial, you have to stop the runouts. You cannot allow the easy transition baskets. And that means you got to block out. And players have to get their butts back and pull the ball up. You know, Joe, even when we played the other night, you know, we were getting back and pulling the ball up, and another guy was moving into the lane to try to stop the layup. And, of course, I stopped him with fouls. But my point is this. If you play basketball, folks, hustle. Hustle on both ends of the court. You miss a shot, don't sit there and feel bad for yourself. Get your butt down on the other end or go get the rebound. That's how you play basketball. Nobody should get a run out on you if you're doing what you're supposed to do. And the coaches tell you what to do, do it. And, Joe, I think that's a big thing for Jasper. They'll just have to make sure they don't get any easy ones on the way, easy basket runouts for Central. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Joe's going to key up the Matt Mock interview. Again, we're doing that because he is a former LSU National Championship starting quarterback, and this is Championship Bowl start to the holiday season, up to the BCS Championship. And guess what? Matt Mock played and won the championship at LSU. You've been listening to the post-Christmas New Year's edition of the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Tony Uvalar with Uvalar & Sons Chevy Cadillac in Jasper. Right now, Uvalar's has a huge selection of awesome pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, sport utilities, in most all price categories. And they're all priced to sell. Some are certified and some have special low APRs, but best of all, they are all priced to sell. Uvalar Chevy Cadillac in Jasper, where customers send their friends for great pre-owned vehicles since 1929.
Hey, this is Coach K. Want to get the word out about your business? Well, team up with the Coach K and Joe Show and form a winning marketing team, and we can help put your marketing dollars to work 24 hours a day. Through our live shows and our 24-hour available podcasts, your marketing dollars can work for you around the clock. So give us a call at Milligan Communications, 812-630-3000. 2449, and we will help your marketing dollars to score for you.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Tom Deanhart of the Big Ten Network, and you're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Third down and nine. Henderson in motion, low snap, ball controls it, rolls out, puts it up. Clayton in motion. Moss rolls out, looks deep, fires it as he is hit. He's got Stone at 3-0. LSU!
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show, and we are joined by Jasper great, LSU great, national champion great, Matt Mock. Matt, first question I've got to ask you is, how influential was your sixth grade basketball coach in your success as an LSU national championship quarterback?
You know, I think my sixth grade basketball coach and then my high school basketball coach could take all the credit for any success I've had, honestly.
Well, we will. We'll take it. We'll, you know us. We'll take it for sure. So,
Joe, I will take none because I know that this young man – and he's still young because he's younger than me, Matt Mock. A pleasure to have you on the show. I call you the cerebral player. You're always analyzing, always thinking. And if I'm one of your patients getting ready to get into that chair, I'm happy that I've got a cerebral guy working on my mouth going through this. So, Matt, how are you doing?
Doing great. Everything is life is good. I've got no complaints. Feel like I've been blessed over and over again, so life's good.
Well, you got a beautiful wife and Jill, and you've got a growing family, and you're in the Denver area. And I started out saying we've got three championship quarterbacks, John Elway in that Denver area, Peyton Manning, and most important for us today, Matt Mock. And Matt, we don't have a lot of time with you, and I'm disappointed in that because there's just so much to talk about, but we'll try to bring you back again. You know, people may not understand the odyssey that you took to being the LSU National Championship quarterback 2003 with Nick Saban as your head coach. You didn't leave high school to go play football.
I did not. So, yeah, it's, I would say my path is probably not the traditional one, but it's worked out pretty well for me. So, yeah, playing baseball first was definitely, you know, a childhood dream, but probably, I mean, if I was honest with myself, baseball was probably, you know, second or third best sport. So, you know, it was a great experience. I think I grew up really quickly and just really was able to find out what I wanted to focus on in life. So I wouldn't do anything different, but yeah, definitely not the traditional path that most, you know, people that have had success with football normally take.
You know, Matt, a lot of times I get asked if I've talked to you, and I said, oh, it's been a while since we've communicated, either Facebook or whatever it might have been. But one of the questions I always get, and I got this question texted me to me today, was, can you ask Matt what it was like to play for Coach Saban?
Yeah. You know, X's and O's, he's by far the best college coach there is, maybe the best college coach of all time. And getting his team prepared. Nobody on the team ever felt like going into a game, gosh, you know, I wish I would have done this or I wish I would have done that. I mean, we always knew that we were, you know, way more prepared than the other team. And I think the other great thing he did was we felt like we worked harder than anyone else. I mean, our off-season conditioning program was pretty pretty excruciating, but you know, while you're going through it, obviously you don't appreciate it. But looking back on it, I think you know it just helps with the mental toughness, and you know, it just kind of gives you a feeling of invincibility. You know that you can do anything. So from a coaching standpoint, fantastic. From a personal standpoint, he's kind of, you know, what you get on camera is kind of what you get in the locker room too. He's not real warm and fuzzy.
You know, Matt, it's interesting, so our listeners kind of understand your odyssey. You came out of high school. You're just an outstanding player in everything you did, an outstanding student. Guys, listeners, this guy's smart. I mean, he's a really, when I say cerebral, I mean that. He's not a stick in the mud. He's a good guy, but he's smart. He thinks things through, and that was the great thing, having you in practice while you played basketball. You didn't challenge, but you asked questions. Why are we doing this? What do you think we're going to get out of this? And I always thought that was great. When we need to get through it real quick, I didn't, but always thinking, well, he's trying to understand, and that's what you want your players. But you came out, you got drafted in Major League Baseball, but you were recruited by Coach Saban while he was at Michigan State, correct?
Yeah, I had signed at Michigan State to play baseball and football. So I was going to do both sports there. And then got drafted, did that for 3.5 years. But two of those years, I was actually in, or a year and a half, I was actually in Lansing, the minor league affiliate, the Lansing Lugnuts. So actually I went over and spoke with Coach Saban a few times, just because I kind of knew that, you know, I just, not only did I miss football, but, I mean, the thing I was worried about, I'd progressed actually fairly well in the minor league system, and eventually, you know, thought I probably would have eventually made it, but how long I would have stayed or anything like that, I don't know. I didn't want to be 30 years old and found out that, you know, I had a cup of coffee and I've got no college education and, you know, what do I do now, type of a thing. So I made the decision that, you know, not only do I want to play football, but I want to be able to go back to school.
You know, I think another thing that, in my opinion, that I look at that situation, I say, you know, Matt, he had to think a lot of you as a player and a person to give you that opportunity when he was at LSU to come in and have an opportunity to be the quarterback there. And you had to earn your way. I want people to understand, you know, Matt was given that opportunity to come in, but he had to earn his way and move himself up. He wasn't brought in and say, you're going to be the starter next week. But for Coach Saban to think that highly of you, and also, Matt, and I'm not trying to be patronizing here, but what we talk about to our listeners a lot and to the young people that listen, you know, have the courage to take a chance. Have the courage to ask. Mm-hmm. If you have that desire, have the courage to walk in and say, I'd like to try this again, and not say, well, he may not want to. I didn't go the first time. It might be too late. I mean, I see a combination of a young man in yourself that had confidence and courage enough to say, some people might say, well, he's just dumb enough to do it. No, he was smart enough to go find out if he had another opportunity. And two, Coach Saban had to think a lot of you as a player and a person to give you that opportunity.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think a point you made, I firmly believe, is that, you know, life is all about, you know, trying to seize the opportunity. You know, some people call it luck, but I'm a big believer in the more I prepare, the luckier I get, that type of a thing. So I think for me, it's always been, you know, if there's something I want, I'm not afraid to go and ask for it. And not in a rude way, but I think, you know, for me, it was kind of having a backup plan. You know, I knew I wasn't all that happy with baseball, and, you know, I just basically cold called Coach Saban and said, hey, listen, I'm still thinking about football. What do you think about that? And he was very welcoming to me to be able to come back anytime I wanted. But, you know, like you said, you know, when you take 3.5 years off from throwing a football, when I got to LSU, it wasn't just, oh, you know, Matt's a quarterback. We're going to groom him for the job. I mean, there was a lot of times where, you know, Saban even came to me one time and asked me to move to safety during my freshman year. And I'd said, you know, just give me another chance at quarterback. We'll see how it turns out. And, you know, a lot of hard work and, you know, a lot of dedication, and things worked out well.
Yeah, and you know, I know that part of Matt Mock. No, let me keep trying this. Let me keep battling it.
Oh.
And I think that people need to, if they go back and look at your time at LSU, of course you win the national championship, but you had an injury after you got going. You had an injury,
mm-hmm.
And lost out on your opportunity in the earlier time to be the starting quarterback. You had to come back and beat people out. It really was. A career that I look at and probably have more respect watching you at that time than at any other point in your life. One, having the courage to go ask for that opportunity to see if there was another chance to fighting through adversity when everybody else said, oh, he's not going to make it, and then rising to the level, you know, luck, blessed, effort, whatever it might be, you find your way playing for a national championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of that is, you know, where you come from. You know, I think at Jasper, I mean, I was, you know, very fortunate. I had you as a coach, I had Terry Gilbert and Jerry Brewer, but Tony Ahrens was a huge, huge part of that program, even when I was there. So I feel like, you know, we're very lucky in a smaller community to be able to have a lot of people that that instill good values and good work ethic in our kids.
You know, Matt, as you look back, and I know you don't like to look back, you like to keep looking forward, what's the one thing, you won a national championship, you were part of a great team, great teams, with a great coach, but when you look back, what's the one thing that you took out of your time at LSU?
I think that the thing I'm most proud of is what we were able to do for the program. You know, people don't realize when Coach Saban got there, it was my first year there. I mean, they'd come off back-to-back losing seasons. I mean, it was a mess. I mean, there was just not that they weren't bad players, but there weren't a lot of real good people that were on that team. And for us, I think it was the year before we got there, we were 3-9, and to think in 4 years we ended up winning a national championship, and the continued success that LSU has had, I think that's probably the thing that, you know, myself and, you know, we just had a 10-year reunion this past weekend for the national championship team, and all the guys that were down there, we kind of all talked about the same thing, how proud we are of how the program has kept up.
You know, the other thing that's important for people to know, you are now Dr. Matt Mock, a dentist in the Denver area. Matt, I got to talk about a dark – I mean, you live in the Aurora or practice in the Aurora area.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what a sad situation happened there with the shootings and being
yeah.
in that city. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how things have healed up to this point?
Yeah, you know, I think the community Aurora is a huge area, but the community kind of has come together in that area and really tried to, not that you forget, but, you know, try to remember, and has done a great job of being able to move on. I think the one thing from that everyone says is, you know, when someone does a heinous act like that, that, you know, you want to remember, but you don't want to, it's kind of that you're always talking about them and you don't want them to have any bit of remembrance. So you want to remember the people that had passed, but you also want to be careful that you're not almost kind of martyrizing him in what he did. So, but I think they've done a great job of finding that balance.
Right now, a dentist in the Denver area, you also, I think, work as the team dentist for the Broncos.
We do, yeah. So actually, when I was playing with the Broncos, I was a patient at this practice, and it just happened to work out that I was able to come on and be a part of the practice.
We've got a big game in Indy. I know we got to let you go. Peyton Manning and the Broncos coming in. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, throwing some things out there. What's it been like with the Denver media with Peyton going back to Indianapolis?
It was big before he made the comments, but since he's made the comments, that's pretty much all you hear about. So yeah, it seemed, I don't know Jim Irsay at all, but it sounds like, you know, if someone needs to take his phone away from him, he doesn't need to be on Twitter or doing many interviews.
Matt, I know you've got a patient waiting. I sure wish we could talk a little bit longer. So many things that I'd like to reminisce with you about, and also just talk about how you're doing in your life right now. Again, beautiful wife, Jill, great growing family. Before we leave, I do want to say one thing. While you're on, you were a multi-sport athlete in high school. You go into pro baseball, you give it a try, then you go to college. You talked about conditioning. and how hard it was with Coach Saban. And, you know, one of the things that I always battled with, and you were always in the football end, so you never got a lot of the basketball conditioning until you got there. But I get a lot of grief from players, and they'd say, oh, you know, why we got to do this? Are you mad at us? And I can just say it to this day, and I tell my youngest son, Scott, who's a seventh grader now, and my son, Josh, who's going to be helping with the varsity team at Bar Eve, conditioning is not about getting back at your players. It's about getting them to a level mentally as well as physically that's going to give them the edge when it's late in the game or overtime or when things get the toughest.
I totally agree with you. I mean, I think, again, it's when you're in the situation, it's hard to realize that. But I think that, you know, for me personally, looking back, I think what it does for you mentally is well worth, you know, what feels like cruelty going through it.
Oh, Matt. Great to talk to you. I wish we had more time. Go back and take care of those people. They don't need any pain over the weekend.
Yeah, we won't. We'll make it pain-free dentistry. That's what we do.
Okay.
All right, great talking to you guys, and hopefully we'll do it again.
And that was Jasper great, LSU great, national championship quarterback Matt Mauch. Looking for a dentist close to home? Look no further than Harmon Dental Care. Harmon Dental Care offers dentistry for the whole family. Cleanings and exams, natural-looking fillings, crowns, bridges, and more. With convenient hours and a clean modern office, you'll feel completely comfortable. Call Harmon Dental Care today to schedule an appointment at 482-1060. Harmon Dental Care, creating beautiful smiles.
This is Tony Ubelar with Ubelar & Sons Chevy Cadillac, Toyota Scion in Jasper. We've all heard the commercial, 15 minutes could save you 15. Folks, let me tell you, it won't take 15 minutes for us to save you money. Give Ubelars a call at 1-800-937-USA1 or visit us online at ubelar.com. We'll tell you the facts, treat you right, no bait and switch, and best of all, we will save you money. Ubelar Chevy Cadillac, Toyota Scion in Jasper, where customers send their friends for a lifetime of savings in 15 minutes or less since 1929.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
This is Cody Zeller, and you're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show, our last show for the 2013 year. Coach, do you have any resolutions you're going to bring to the table for 2013?
I don't know if I have any resolutions, Joe. Listening to Matt, it just made me realize in 2013 and all the years before how blessed, how truly blessed I've been. No matter what I've endeavored to do, whether it worked out the way I wanted it to or not, I have always come across and been connected, had an opportunity to work with or be a part of helping to develop just outstanding young people or work with really good people. And, you know, Joe, the interesting thing, even when you work with some bad people, even when you work with some people who just they're just not very nice, you appreciate the wonderful opportunities that you're blessed with those people that are. And, you know Matt Mauch, and to have him as a player, Scott Rowland, Michael Lewis, to play with Mike Ballinger, and so many other young men who didn't go on to be great players or great stars, but now they're doctors, they're attorneys, they run businesses. I mean, I can go through it would literally take me part of a show for the hundreds of young men that I've been able to coach and then hundreds of young males and females that I was able to teach and people I worked with. You know, coaching, go out to a five-star camp, load up my van, who my wife was very courteous in allowing me to take, load up my van with a bunch of kids from southern Indiana, whether they be at Washington Catholic or Jasper, Indiana, and take them out to Pittsburgh to play against some of the top players in the country so they could understand what it took to be a good player, what it took to be exceptional as a, as an individual and as a team, and to meet the coaches that today everybody have at the top of their at the top of their pyramid, you know, to be around Calipari and Patino and Boeheim and all those guys over those years. I didn't always understand how blessed I was, but as I finished 2013, I guess I'd just like to say how blessed I've been, even in the Coach K and Joe show, you know, working with my friend Joe Milligan and our families continuing to bond, and all the guests, all the good people we've met through the show. And I just I hope we can continue to grow the show and get our listeners to participate some more so we can get to know them. But we've had great guests that, Joe, we'd have never met these people without the show. So we've been very, very fortunate, and I'm very thankful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've gotten to know the Zeller family a lot better, and, you know, we already knew that they were a great group of people, got to know them better and know that, they, you know, just how wonderful people they are and what they're doing for kids. And you know, reconnecting with Tom Deanhart because I'm always bothering him to be on the show. And, you know, you're exactly right, though, the people. I mean, you know, you start sitting there thinking, you know, we've had Mike Berger, we've had Todd Yoakam, we've had Mike Ballinger, we've had Matt Mock, Michael Lewis, Don Fisher, I mean, you know, Kent Benson. You know, we've had some. You know, it's been a neat thing that you know that we've done here to take a small little area show and have some of the people that we have. You know, we introduce some of the people worldwide to our DuBois County people, but yet at the same time, we talk a lot of IU Purdue, and it's just been. You know, it's been a very enjoyable thing, something that I had thought about for a long time and thought, you know, let's give it a try. And you know, you've done a great job. I get a lot of compliments on you, but I've always said, hey, he's never had a problem talking, you know.
Well, so, I think, Joel, a lot of people, you know, when you bring up new ideas, when you bring up trying things, I know when I went after my first coaching job, it was the head coaching job at Washington Catholic. People said, well, you're not even out of college yet. You know, one thing in life, and I thank the good Lord for that, and maybe it's got me in some trouble at times, but not being afraid to try things, not being afraid, even though I may not have the talent or the ability or the background, to give it a try. And even with this show, you had an idea, we let's give it a try. And I know we've had our people who have been naysayers, well, that'll never work, and it has worked, and we've enjoyed it. And in the end, folks, again, I would say it's about connecting with people. It's about connecting with listeners. It's about the guy serving in the military over in the Middle East who picks the show up and is able to hear about things going on back home in his home area. And you just have to be willing to give it a try. It gives me that opportunity to stay involved in the coaching side, which, you know, Joe, I always say, you know, it's just one phone call or one opportunity away again to do. But it's been enjoyable. 2013 has been enjoyable with you and the show, and I'm hoping that we can make it even better in 2014.
Yeah, I think we'll have big things planned in 2014. We've got some guests who, I guess because it's been the holiday season, we've had a little trouble connecting with the time getting them on. But we've got some people there. You listeners are going to enjoy having on the show, us having on the show here in the very near future. I think that just as that the other thing you said, audience participation. You know, 773-897-6325. Don't be afraid to call into this show and participate. We'd love participants, and we've done that with Coach K Mailbag. We've done that with people texting us, but let's hear from you. Let's hear from you this next year.
Well, I really do wish everybody the best of health and prosperity in the new year. I believe if you speak good things, stay in the Word of God and trust His plan, good things are going to happen for you. And I'm very thankful for my wife, Janet, and my family with Josh, Paige, and Scott, and I'm sure you are as well with yours.
Oh yeah, totally am. It's God's blessed us all. So,
well, Joe, we've had another great show, and we're going to end 2013 on a high note and thank the big guy above, and looking for good things in 2014, not just for me, not just for you, but for all our listeners and all our listeners-to-be.
That's right. And, we'll be with you next Friday starting at 10. Tell your friends, post us on Facebook, post us on all your social media. Let people know about the show. And, Coach, I'd like to, before we end this show, I'd like to wish you and your family a Happy New Year.
Same to you, Joe. And thanks for all the listeners and the future listeners of the Coach K and Joe Show.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, that's it for this week's show. For the coach, this is Joe Milligan telling everybody, all our listeners out there, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next Friday.
The following presentation of the Coach K and Joe Show was brought to you by Idea Fusion Media, Ubelar & Sons of Jasper and Vincennes, Harmon Dental Care, and by Jasper Today. See you next week.